Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The protest in Cuba of the communist leadership may open the door for biblical ministry to be expanded. That's the headline. David James comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I thought it might be good for us to discuss the situation there in Cuba, and especially in light of the fact that actually you had an opportunity to go there fairly recently.
Well, that's right, Jimmy, and this is the first time I've talked about that trip publicly. Back at the time, I had mentioned in one of our weekly conversations on this program that I was going to a limited access country, but for security reasons and privacy concerns, I couldn't say much about it at the time. And a couple who has partnered with our ministry got connected with a Cuban pastor through Facebook. And after interacting with him, we felt comfortable enough to make arrangements to spend a couple of days with him. We were able to communicate well enough to get to know each other and to make some tentative plans for future ministry. And one thing I was amazed about was how much theological agreement there was between us. We're on the same page.
What can you tell our listeners about the present religious situation there in Cuba? Is there freedom of religion, and how are born-again believers affected by these government policies?
Well, when the Spanish arrived in Cuba, they forced conversions, and that continues to influence Cuban culture. So while 60 to 70% of the population is Catholic, only 4 to 5% regularly attend Mass. Protestant churches make up only about 5% of the population. During most of Castro's rule, Cuba was a self-declared atheist state, and Christians were persecuted and marginalized. And even though Castro himself was educated by the Jesuits, he dismantled the Catholic school system in 1961 and nationalized the Catholic Church's property. But in the early 90s, Castro did lift some restrictions on religion. Religious organizations have to deal with government interference all the time. And this is what this pastor told me, that sometimes he even has to deal with infiltration by government informants. So there are tremendous challenges, but maybe there is change on the horizon for the Cuban people with what we're seeing right now, and maybe that will make it easier to get into the country and to reach them with the gospel and give more freedom to the pastors and believers who are there.
David James with a report on the status of the Christian community in Cuba, a communist Marxist dictatorship. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report is based upon his recent trip to Cuba and his meetings with the Christian leadership in communist Cuba. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 exhorts us to pray for those in higher authority, both in America and Cuba. We do that so that we can win people to Jesus Christ and prepare them for the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...